Executive Summary and Goals. We hope this input will create tangible change and positively benefit students. A focus on mental health and reducing isolation will support many goals. Oregon Community Member. The Immigrant/Refugee Student Success Plan outlines targeted strategies and actions to enhance student engagement and academic success across all levels of education. To increase participation in educational activities beyond regular school hours, the plan emphasizes the importance of multilingual and multimodal communication of school and community resources, employing a newcomer specialist to support students, and providing reliable transportation solutions. Improving attendance of immigrant and refugee students from early childhood through post-secondary education requires fostering affirming and welcoming environments. It also involves addressing the root causes of absenteeism, such as expanding learning opportunities, offering intensive tutoring, and establishing community schools. Additionally, actions to provide credit flexibility, including clear policies and resources for transferring credits earned abroad, mitigate obstacles for immigrant and refugee students, ensuring their prior academic achievements are recognized and valued. Building on the foundational strategies of creating safe, welcoming school environments and strengthening academic rigor, the Immigrant/Refugee Student Success Plan further emphasizes the importance of comprehensive support systems to address the multifaceted needs of students and their families. To enhance early childhood education and kindergarten readiness for planned students, the focus is on expanding access to low or no-cost early learning programs, increasing preschool promise enrollment, and supporting transitions through initiatives like the ODE Family Conversations Pilot. This pilot, led by ODE and the Department of Early Learning and Care, DELC, facilitates early learning check-ins to ease transitions into kindergarten and foster communication and support for educators and families. Improving literacy and numeracy levels among planned students involves explicit reading instruction, accessible materials, scaffolding, and the integration of technology to support comprehension and language proficiency. Efforts to support smooth transitions from early childhood through high school focuses on building inclusive environments by combating discrimination, offering diverse dietary options, and engaging students in activities that align with their interests. Developing culturally responsive curricula from early childhood through post-secondary education involves increasing district capacity to fund English for Speakers of Other Languages, ESOL endorsements, provide training and coaching, and highlighting effective practices. Reducing the disproportionate rate of disciplinary incidents, measured by suspensions and expulsions among student groups, involves implementing trauma-informed practice, establishing dedicated trauma-informed teams, embedding trauma-informed concepts into existing programs, and providing ongoing training. Promoting culturally responsive pedagogy includes expanding dual language immersion programs, recruiting proficient teachers, monitoring language proficiency, and offering online heritage language classes. Strengthening parent, family, and community member engagement in the education of planned students centers on creating opportunities for them to actively contribute to their children's educational success, such as recruiting community liaisons, equipping them with resources, and integrating them into school systems, and securing their expertise to help evaluate students' heritage language proficiency for the Oregon State Seal of Biliteracy. Increasing access of immigrant and refugee students to community colleges and professional certification programs focuses on expanding low or no-cost programs through the Oregon Promise, certifying Oregon Promise Grant specialists, monitoring Oregon Promise Grant recipient data, and developing performance measures for the grant program. Diversifying and expanding fifth-year coursework by strengthening partnerships with community colleges and community-based organizations, CBOs, and expanding internship and apprenticeship opportunities are also key actions. Finally, increasing attendance of planned students in four-year post-secondary institutions focuses on supporting families in applying to colleges and scholarships by creating a multilingual college and career readiness communication plan. This involves collaborating with CBOs to start readiness conversations early, to represent diverse student identities in various careers, to provide experiential learning opportunities, to strengthen partnerships with community colleges and universities for college credit acquisition, and to consistently share college and career information by individuals who reflect students' unique identities. 2024 to 2025 number of recent arrivals students by district. Recent arrival means a student aged 3 to 21 years old that was not born in any state or Puerto Rico and has not been attending one or more schools in any state for more than 3 full, cumulative, academic years. Oregon schools do not collect information on immigration status. ODE uses recent arrival data to monitor the progress of planned students,